Find the perfect space for your business with DRK & Company Realty. Flexible office suites are available. Employees and clients benefit from free parking, front door access, and walkable dining, retail, and hotels at the Polaris Lifestyle Center. Managed by DRK & Company Realty, one of Central Ohio's most trusted leaders, this safe, well-maintained property offers dedicated on-site management and responsive maintenance. Grow your business at an address designed for success at 470 Old Worthington Road. Visit drk-realty.com to learn more.
Hello and welcome to Grazia Life Advice, Grazia's podcast, this week with Sloggy Zero Feel. I'm Rhiannon and each week I'll be interviewing women worth listening to and getting them to pass on the 6 best pieces of advice they've ever been given. And the worst piece too. Our guest this week is singer Ella Eyre. We met up with Ella at John Lewis's White City store in their style studio. Ella is currently in the studio writing new music and was a brilliant guest, telling us about everything from her art gallery visits and switching off from social media to balance and workouts at Barry's Bootcamp. So, over to Ella. I'm here at the John Lewis Style Studio with Ella Eyre. How are you, Ella?
I'm all right, thank you.
So excited to have you on Grazia Life Advice today.
Thanks very much. I'm excited. Yeah. This is actually one of the first podcasts I've ever done.
Is it?
So this is a new thing for me.
Do you listen to a lot of podcasts?
I don't listen to as much as I'd like to, but I think it's just juggling between music and podcasts.
Yeah.
I do like listening to music quite a lot. So with podcasts, if I listen to podcasts, I'll fall asleep and then I have to go back and catch up. Mm-hmm. And then I just really resent the fact that I've fallen asleep. But they are really helpful for that.
They are helpful.
Yeah.
You're here today to tell us your best advice. But first up, what are you up to at the moment?
At the moment, I am currently just writing at the moment, just enjoying creatively looking into and challenging myself, really. Just working with loads of different people, travelling the world and getting a few experiences to write about, really.
Is that the best bit of what you get to do?
Travelling?
Yeah.
Sometimes. It depends how long you actually get to enjoy the country for. Yeah. Usually it's not very long. It's like airport, taxi, taxi to venue, venue to taxi to airport and you're out again. So when you do get to enjoy it, it is good fun. Like I went to Thailand last year with Sagala and that was fun.
Yeah.
We got let out for one day.
Oh God, you just go mad.
Yeah, my first Thailand experience was very much of a studio and that was pretty much it.
Yes.
It was all right, it was fine, it's good. Yeah. Okay.
At least it was warm.
Yeah, it was warm, that's good.
Good.
Writing songs in a bikini could be worse as well.
Oh yeah, that sounds nice.
Yeah.
So we're here for your best advice and so we're going to start off with your first piece of advice, which I think is really important as someone in the music industry. We hear time and time again about surrounding yourself with the right people. Mm. So tell me about that. When has that been important to you?
To be honest, I'd say that one of the most prominent times has been like when I need a bit of a reality check. Like my friends, particularly my best friend, one of my best friends, she's so mean to me. She's so awful. And sometimes she'll say things that are really harsh and really unnecessary. But it will be the something that I need to kickstart being realistic and rational in something that I'm doing. And like I can't think of an example off the top of my head, but like I really do think it's important to surround yourself with friends that aren't scared to be honest with you and to tell you it straight in a way that you can understand and not beat around the bush, really. And, you know, I mean, whether that's a family member, my mum is one of my harshest critics as well. Basically, I surround myself with the most negative people ever. No, I don't. But they are great. They're really good at supporting the right things and like making sure that I don't get ahead of myself too overconfident or cocky, but then vice versa. I don't want to get to a stage where you start, you know, really self-deprecating is that word, you know, when you sort of attack yourself and overanalyze yourself so much that it's important to surround yourself with the right people that make you love yourself as much as they love you. I think that's important.
Is it easy in the music industry to lose yourself a bit? I mean, you kind of see it on TV all the time and A Star Is Born. I don't know if you've seen that.
Oh, I'm dying to. I haven't yet. No.
That's all kind of about the idea that you can lose yourself. I mean, like, is it hard not to lose yourself?
Yeah, I think so, especially because I came into the industry at a really young age. And so I was really only finding out about myself and figuring out my true identity as I was growing up in front of people, which was a bit weird really now because I look back and I'm like, oh, I'm so embarrassing. I wish I hadn't done half the things that happened. But at the same time, I was forced to grow up fast.
But your second piece of advice, I mean, as you just said, don't overanalyze.
Yeah.
Tell me about that. Tell me about not trying to not tell everyone.
I think for me, it's just a question of like not, you know, when you wake up in the morning and you look in the mirror and you like overanalyze a spot that you've got growing on your face and you spend like the most of the morning trying to cover it up and trying all these different lotions and potions and makeups and tricks. And then you go out the house feeling a bit rubbish because this spot has ruined your day. And then like the crux of the matter is that no one actually cares. No one looks at your face as intently as you look at your face. And so it's just a polite reminder, really, that all the things that you worry about, people don't worry about. And it's really easy to work yourself up thinking about those things and forgetting about the bigger picture and forgetting about what was actually most important about the day. But you've let that one thing annoy you. So for me, it's just overanalyzing anything that you do and not doing that, because most of the time no one's thinking about it as deeply as you are.
Yeah, we had Michelle Hussein on the show recently, and she said the same thing. Whenever she makes mistakes, she thinks that's all everybody cares about.
Yes, yeah.
But she's like, no one else knows, really.
Everyone has their own lives going on. And so, like, you just need to remember that, you know, people aren't paying as much attention to your life, even if you're on the spotlight.
Well, I was going to say, in the spotlight, some people are paying attention, and you have social media and people getting at you. How hard is it to ignore stuff like that?
I think it just really depends on how much you care. And I think that's something that I've had to learn over like my sort of career, I guess, that, you know, I think I can't take too much of an interest in I can't take everything too seriously and expect that everybody is taking it as seriously as I am.
Yeah.
You shouldn't care too much about what other people think, because most of the time they've forgotten about what they think because they're thinking about something else.
Yeah. Do you have quite positive time on social media? I can't imagine you get.
Yeah, I do actually. I haven't had any major backlash on social media. Which is surprising, really, because I can be quite outspoken. And I've definitely reeled that in over the years, partly because I think I'm just older now and Instagram and whatnot interests me less. So I spend a lot less time on it just from choice, just because there are far more interesting things to be doing.
Yeah, that seems to be what everyone's doing at the moment. That seems
I know it's really trendy to be like, ooh, take a detox, but actually it's so great. It's really, really great. There's so many amazing things in this world that we ignore now because we're too busy looking at our phones.
Have you done that thing, if you've got an iPhone, where you can see how much time you spend on each app? It's terrifying.
Someone taught me how to do that the other day and it really stressed me out.
Yeah, don't look at it.
It really stressed me out.
Your third piece of advice is, it kind of leads into that.
Yeah.
You've said find balance with everything.
Yeah. Yeah. I just think it's about finding balance in the sense that I love to eat lots of food. I'm a bit of a foodie, love to find new restaurants, but I also hate working out. So it was finding the balance between being able to eat what I want without getting too in my head about my diet or how I'm looking or how I'm feeling that day, or I'm too bloated. And I think that's a really common thing that a lot of young people end up doing, actually, is getting into some crazy weird diets. And for me, finding balance was finding a routine that meant that I could live the life that I want to lead happily without getting too hung up about certain things. And it's balance, you know, balance with everything, balance with getting enough sleep, seeing your friends enough, seeing, you know, therapy if you need to. I think that's important too, and it's definitely something that people should talk about more.
So what is it for you? What is it you've found that works? What's your balance?
My balance is I'm one of those people that doesn't like long distance running. So I'm all for a quick fix. I'm all for a quick hour every day, intense workout, something that works for you, whether it be spinning, I don't know, running. I'd like to do things called Bio's Bootcamp every day, which is a bit of a community, which I love, because I love working out in a group. I think that feeling and that energy you get from other people, I'm also quite competitive, so I want to beat everybody around me, which helps. So it's just about just finding the thing that works for you. And, you know, like, it's so easy to look on Instagram and see fitness bloggers and be like, wow, how have they got so good at doing that? And it's like, it's their job to be that good at it. And I think there's a difference.
And are you careful about how much you talk about your diet and fitness on Instagram and in interviews and stuff, so that it's not something that is the first thing people are interested in when they think of you or they want to talk to you about it?
Yeah, I think so. But I think also I'm definitely a big believer in promoting fitness and just health in general, really. Like, I don't necessarily work out so I can post good pictures of my body looking fire, even though I do that anyway. but, it, you know, I work out because I want to feel good. good. Like, yeah. You know, I get frustrated. I get, you know, everyone gets pent up about something. And one of my big releases is going to do a really hard workout that for that hour, I'm not thinking about whatever it is that's stressing me out. And so working out isn't just to look good, I don't think.
No. Barry's, that is hardcore. That is.
I love it though.
You love it?
Yeah, because I hate every second whilst I'm there. And then afterwards I feel amazing because I've completed it. Mm-hmm. So it's a real reward. Yeah. And a nice little shake at the end as well.
Yeah, got to Instagram that shake. Otherwise, you basically didn't go.
I know. That's another reason why I post so much about going to Barry's, because it's almost like a nod to myself. I made it there that day.
Exactly.
I made it.
That you deserve that one. Yeah. You got through one of their workouts. Today's podcast is brought to you by Sloggy and their latest and greatest bra innovation, Zero Feel. The Zero Feel bra has no wires, no seams, and is made from the softest fabric. It feels like a supportive second skin. It does exactly what it says on the tin, leaving you so truly comfortable you won't be begging to take it off, and you can focus on the stuff that really matters, life-changing stuff. Thank you, Sloggy. To experience total uninhibited comfort, grab your Sloggy Zero Feel at johnlewisandsloggy.com, a snip at just £30. Your fourth piece of advice is disconnect from the world every now and then, which we did touch on.
We did, yeah. I mean, I feel like, you know, we are in a very digital age right now where our phones are very prominent. And it's so easy to be like, put your phone down and read a book. But like reading a book isn't actually that fun for everybody. No. So there's plenty of other things that you can go and do. And one of my favorite things to do at the moment is it's really trendy. I like to go to like just art galleries, like wherever I am, just because even if I don't really get it, it's forcing me to think about something other than what's right in front of me and what is potentially not very real.
God, that's really interesting. Mm. Is that something you deliberately, you thought like, I need to...
Well, yeah, because it's one of those things that I used to get forced to do as a kid when you go on school trips. Yeah. And now I find myself not actually doing any school trips, in inverted commas, for myself as an adult. Like, I don't do anything except go out at the weekends. And like, but I think it's important to like re-engage your brain with creative things that are going on around you, whether you agree with them or not. It's important to know about them, I think.
Yeah. What kind of things do you like from what you've been looking at? Is there anything?
I mean, I really do like drawing and stuff. I'm not very good at it, so it's just for me that the art gallery thing is great to sort of like get my head around a way of being creative that doesn't necessarily mean you have to be an expert at fine line drawing.
No. And it must help with your songwriting as well, I guess. It all feeds into the same kind of creative database.
Yeah. It's just about taking in your surroundings. And like, I have small interests. Like, I've started teaching myself to paint my own nail art and stuff. And
really?
So all of those things go hand in hand, and it's just a way of getting my brain to be working in a way that it's not used to, because at school you're forced to do that, but as an adult you just end up pigeonholing yourself into whatever industry you end up working in.
Oh, that's so interesting, because it would be so easy for you to just do your songwriting, go to parties, you know, like...
And I did do that, and I got really bored of it, and it's quite fun to, especially living in London, there's so many options and so many opportunities available to me to broaden my horizons, and so I had to do that.
And you said traveling and doing that kind of stuff is to do as well your creativity. What is your songwriting process? Are you writing stuff down all the time, or do you have to sit in a room and get your head down? What are you like?
I'm always writing stuff down. Most of it is gibberish, but and one of my biggest things that I like to do is get the tube. I know that sounds ridiculous and really like, you're so down to earth. But I do really love getting the tube, because when I'm driving, I can't have my hands free. I'm not really thinking. I'm thinking about the road and stuff. But like when I'm on the tube, looking around, there's people with different lives to mine going on around me, and I'm forced to like, wonder what they do, and I wonder why she's sad, and like then I'm just, my mind is working, and I start writing down scenarios in my head about things that I've just made up, and that's more than I would ever think about when I'm driving a car. So
someone out there could be the inspiration for one of your songs. I don't even know.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah,
that's exactly it.
That's brilliant. And you've written here for your fifth piece of advice, express yourself unapologetically. Tell me about that.
I feel like this one for me is about really being honest with yourself, and you know, talking and speaking to people, especially like when you're going through something that you find quite emotionally difficult. By express yourself, I unapologetically, I meant that you shouldn't be afraid to tell people how you're feeling, especially people that are close to you. And you should make sure that you are doing that and that you are letting off some steam and that you're being honest about a situation, because it can harbor itself and just, you know, over time, just build up and build up, and then it really gets you. And I think everyone's been a victim of that at some point in their life, no matter how big or small. And I think, you know, we're not being encouraged enough to talk out and talk to people about our issues and stuff. And so express yourself, whether you're happy, sad, angry, going through something. I think it's important to actually just express it to somebody.
Is there a time you can think of where you've not done that and you look back and you think, I wish I'd kind of spoken out more?
All the time. All the time. Like, I think I look back actually at my childhood and I think I've always grown up to be quite a strong person. And actually my mate said to me the other day, they're like, you're like one of the strongest people I know. And I'm like, really? Is that what you think of me? Because I don't feel that way all the time. And I think for a long time I've been forced to be the strong person because that's how people have seen me. And then, like, for instance, my dad died last year and I didn't seek any help. I didn't speak to anyone about it. I didn't cry about it because I had a show the next day. And then, like, fast forward a year, I'm looking back like, that's so unhealthy.
Yeah.
And that's exactly the time when I should have been like, even if I don't feel like I need to talk about it, I should. And I didn't.
Yeah. And how are you doing rectifying that now? Are you just kind of...
I've still done nothing about it, but I intend to. Yeah. I know we're supposed to be giving advice here, but I'm not exactly, you know, preaching my...
That's okay.
But
still good advice.
No, but it's something that I've noticed and learned, and something that I definitely want to... you know, go and sort out.
Yeah. As a woman in the music industry, on that level, do you find it important to express yourself, have a say, and talk about issues that are important to you?
Yeah, I do. But I also find it quite daunting because everybody's doing it. And I don't want to be one of those people that talks about it because it's a very social media trendy thing to do. Like, yeah. I want to make sure that things that I'm talking about, no matter how much or how little, are something that is relatable and something that I'm passionate about. So I'm deliberately trying not to sound like a broken record.
Yeah, I think it's easy, especially in social media echo chambers, for everyone to be like, oh, I need to have my say on Trump. I need to have my say on me too. And, you know, maybe that's not the thing that you should be having your platform on.
I just also feel like it's very easy to be doing it for the wrong reasons.
Yes, absolutely.
And I'm just cautious of not wanting that to be the case.
Because I think people can tell as well if you're not genuine about
Yeah, I think so. I think especially in a tap for likes sort of
tap for likes,
generation
exactly.
that we're in. It's just like, I want to make sure that the things I'm talking about are things that I really understand.
Yeah, brilliant. And your final piece of good advice is to step outside your comfort zone.
Yeah. I think that's a really obvious one. Like, I really love it, actually, when I'm at Barry's and I'm running on a treadmill and one of the instructors shouts, like, I want you to choose a number. By number, I mean like a speed that you're running at. I want you to choose a number that scares you. And like, normally the idea of doing something that scares you is really terrifying. But actually, I find it quite exhilarating going to a level that I don't really understand and haven't been before. But I've never pushed myself to that level to find out. And I think like that can be used in so many different ways in life, that, you know, do something that scares you. You know, my mum's really bad at asking for directions from people. She just gets scared that they're not going to give her an answer. And it's like, go and do it. Go and ask that guy, the most unfriendly looking guy, for directions. And then you just feel good about it after. Because it's a rewarding thing to know that whether it goes well or it doesn't, that you did it.
Yeah.
And that you achieved just that step of making a change.
Have you always been like that? Do you feel like you've always been someone who's kind of pushed boundaries? Your mum tell you that you've pushed boundaries a lot, or?
Yeah, I think I have been. And my mum used to be like that. But I think I've very much become that role now. But I think, yeah, no, my mum is still very ballsy. And I learned a lot from her in that regard. So I think I like to push myself. I just need to be reminded to do it every now and again.
Yeah. I mean, it's super easy to forget, isn't it? And just to...
Yeah.
Like,
and
this is nice.
When you're going through a hard time, the last thing you want to do is push yourself into something that you don't want to do. But sometimes actually that's exactly what you need to turn things 360 or 180?
180.
Yeah, that one.
If you are looking at the next year, is there anything that you think, I'd like to push myself into that? Is it about the music for you, or is it about a next level of doing something else?
I just want to challenge myself creatively, whether that mean musically or in the creative around me in terms of my branding. You know, it's a business at the end of the day. And so for me, I'm learning about every ins and outs. I've had a lot of changes over the last year, and I've learned so much about myself, but also so much more about how my industry works. And so like next year for me is actually like honing all those things that I've learned and making the most of them and being a proper businesswoman.
Exciting.
Yeah, I'm into it.
It's the only way forward, isn't it? Nowadays,
yeah, of course.
I think you have to be yourself.
We're being empowered to do so, and so we should make the most of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And we love to finish on a piece of bad advice you've been given in the past, and whether you avoided it or not. So tell us about that.
I'd say that my most prominent bad advice memory would be somebody telling me that I would suit a fringe.
Okay, good.
Because I have curly hair, and nobody told me that curly hair fringes don't really work. Like, I haven't seen one that I rate. I'm sure they exist.
Me neither. Sorry if it's you out there.
But yeah, no. I'm sure they exist. But like, I don't know what I was thinking or what I was trying to achieve. Okay. Because I'd never seen one that I liked. So why I thought I was going to be the person to achieve that, I don't know.
How old were you at that point?
This is about 2 years ago.
Really?
It was a really sad time.
Because you have such incredible hair as well.
So thank you.
You must have been like, those fringes take so long to grow out.
Especially curly hair, because our hair grows in a corkscrew. It doesn't grow straight. So like it takes so much longer to grow and nurture, and I ruined it.
Someone in our office literally today was like, I might go back to having a fringe. I'm like, remember, because you know, you always forget how hard it is having a fringe.
Some people really work it though. That's exactly why I did it. Because I was like, I want to look like this, but I forgot that person didn't have the same type of hair as me.
Yeah.
So it wasn't right.
Okay. Thank you so much, Ella. That's great.
Thank you.
Thank you so much to Ella. I absolutely loved having her on. She was brilliant. Today's podcast was sponsored by Sloggy Zero Feel Bra. Thanks to them for hosting us in the fabulous Style Studio at John Lewis. You can enjoy total uninhibited comfort for as little as £30 by checking out their Zero Feel Bras at John Lewis and Sloggy.com. If you're enjoying the podcast so far, please do subscribe, rate us, review us. It really helps spread the word. We look forward to seeing you next week for more advice from Women Worth Listening To.